right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamers and Doers podcast series. Excited today to be on with my man, Ken Rutsky, our CMO from Ariaka. So, Ken, welcome to the Dreamers and Doers podcast.
It is overdue and awesome to be here, Craig.
Well, let's jump into it. So we always ask the same question, Ken, you know, at the beginning of these podcasts. And, you know, the title of the podcast is the Dreamers and Doers podcast. So tell me what you're dreaming about. Tell me what you're doing here at Ariaka. And ultimately, what brought you here, my friend?
Wow, that's a big question. I'm dreaming about a lot of things. But usually I'm dreaming about my two-wheeled bicycle and doing a lot of that in my spare time. But professionally, I've been dreaming about Venn diagrams lately. And before I jump into that, because I love a good Venn diagram. Who doesn't love a good Venn diagram, right? So before I jump into Venn diagrams, what brought me here? Well, I've been here 6 months now, as you know, Craig. And like I said, overdue that we're chatting. I mean, we chat a lot, but overdue that we're chatting.
Definitely here. Overdue, man. Definitely overdue.
Yeah, what brought me here was really three things. It was the market opportunity. I just saw in my consulting practice, talking to a lot of network security and security vendors, how this convergence was happening between networking and security. And you know, I used to run network security at McAfee back in the days from a product marketing perspective. And the same things were true then that are true now is, you know, firewalls and network security is both networking equipment and threat prevention. And now that's, you know, obviously gone into an as a service model. So that was one, just that the market space and the growth and the change. The second thing was the people at Ariaka, you know, folks like you, folks like Shailene Shukla, folks like our CPO, Renuka, our head of product marketing, Klaus, and just super amazing group of people just waiting to kill it. And then the third thing was the value proposition of the product. I saw, yeah, he actually came in as a consultant, as you know, right, to help articulate what's unique and different about Ariaka. And I'll tell you what, we've been talking about that for 6 months, and we keep changing a little bit, but it's really remained true around this unified SaaS as a service vision. So the product, the people, and the market opportunity. And man, there's a Venn diagram right there.
No, I love it. What a great answer. So the three P's, man, product, people, and just everything we have.
Marketplace.
There you go. There you go. So my question is, you know, now you've been here for a bit, you got your hands around everything, you understand the kind of the market opportunity. You know, this space is crowded, Ken, right? There's a lot of different players that have been doing this for quite some time, you know, and there's an established category here. So in your mind, Ariaka has taken a little bit of a different perspective, different view, different strategy in the market, which is sometimes can be difficult. Talk to me about that. You know, the fact that we've taken a different path, we're kind of going against the grain, right, of the industry and the way that people sort of think about SASE. Talk to me about how you view that and our ultimate strategy from a marketing perspective.
Well, you know, that's what dreamers do, right? They dream up new stuff, stuff being the polite way to say it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think Ariaka, you know, really sits at the intersection of three markets. And that's where we're going to get to this idea of the magic Venn. But, you know, the traditional categories, SD-WAN, managed network services, right? And so you kind of have these two things. And Ariaka, you know, as our CEO would say, Ariaka 2.0 was managed SD-WAN. So kind of combined those two things. And then we saw this emergence of this new thing called SASE or Secure Access Service Edge, which was taking some of SD-WAN and a lot of security stuff and putting them together. Frankly, a lot of the other vendors out there in the marketplace, they kind of make a head fake at the SD-WAN part, right? They have enough to say they have SD-WAN so that then they get to say they have SASE. Well, you know, SASE is a great idea, but it's riddled with complexity because at the end of the day, it's not just about security and it's not just about networking. It's about both of them. So if you are, like most organizations, resource constrained, skill constrained, and needing to protect your organization, and especially the applications that run across the network, SASE sounded great, but it didn't really remove all that complexity. So by taking SASE, managed network services, and SD-WAN. And now if you think of the Venn, right, draw those three circles. What's at the middle of that? Arriaco, or what we call Unified SASE as a Service. And, you know, this was a big aha moment for me about 6 weeks ago, because we kept getting these questions. Well, are you SASE? Are you this? Are you that? No, we're Unified SASE as a Service. And I was like, what does that mean? And it was kind of hard to answer. And I think this magic band, right, is a nice way to look at it. Yeah, it's got three wheels instead of two, but I'll take it.
No, I love it. It's a great way of looking at it. The kind of the three different worlds combining, and Arriaco is sort of the center of the universe as it relates to those three different worlds. So I like that. Kind of on the same topic here, you know, thinking about this magic quadrant, you know, Gartner is famous for this magic quadrant. And I know me being in sales, we get asked this many, many times.
Right.
So, you know, thinking about our path here and the fact that we've, you know, taken a different approach. In your mind, what's the best way to convince the market and convince customers about our proposition, which doesn't always align with the Gartner magic quadrant?
That's a great question. I'll zoom back a little bit to answer that. Before I came to Arriaco, I was actually working on my second book, and the title of it was Category Magic, right? Is how you get to billions of dollars in market cap by owning and defining and owning a category. And I think if you go back beyond that, really what it's about is problem ownership, right? And like, how do you solve a problem that's meaningful to customers in a unique way? And that's what can create a category or a subcategory, so to speak, right? And if you think about the problem that Unified SASE as a Service solves, I'll get to your Gartner question in a second, right? The problem is, how do you ensure high performance, secure, networked applications across your global wide area network with limited resource and constrained capability, right? And so answering that or solving that problem for customers that it matters to. Now, if I'm one of the top 50 banks in the world or the top 5 banks in the world or one of the top 10 corporations in the world, I literally have hundreds of security people. I have dozens and dozens of networking people. We don't build Unified SASE as a Service for them, right? We build it for the global manufacturer who's doing $8 to $10 billion a year on 100 sites and has like 4 networking guys, right? It's like, how can they possibly do this? And, you know, this didn't matter as much, say, 3 or 4 years ago because the security threats weren't attacking those kind of companies. Now everyone's under attack. So you've got to be great at security, great at networking, and do it cost effectively and agilely. And that's the problem we solve for customers. Now, if I look at Gartner and other analysts, they typically serve the very top slice of that market, the people who have the resources, who can look at alternatives and put things together themselves. And the Gartner Magic Quadrants, by the way, there's two that are relevant, single vendor SASE and SD-WAN, Arriaco got honorable mention in both of them, right? And I think that just validates we're doing something meaningful, but we're doing something different because we then add that managed networking aspect and deliver it as a service. And by the way, some of our customers do have a little bit more resources. They say, let us manage parts of it. And we allow for self-service, co-managed, or fully managed. So
yeah, no, that's
I think that's what makes the difference, right? Is we don't fit in someone else's box because those other boxes don't solve the problem for the segment of the industry that we're attacking.
No, that's very good. Thanks for clarifying that. I mean, the thing that I always really enjoy too is there's also this element of voice of the customer with Gartner, right? And you think about the value proposition. You know, it's really good to see customers and their opinion on Arriaco. And we always rate very, very high in
that
voice of the customer piece. So, you know, when you think about this proposition, it almost sounds too good to be true, right? The fact that we are the center of these different universes, the fact that managed service, you know, the SASE and the SD-WAN. I mean, can we really provide an unbelievable customer experience in all those three different components? It sounds too good to be true, Ken.
You know, it does, doesn't it? But we can, and I'll tell you why. For a long time, we've been doing two of the three, right? The managed service and the SD-WAN part of it. And for the last 2 years, we've been investing in building out what we call our native security stack. And as customers go on that journey especially the segments of customers that we've been talking about, really, it is a journey. It's not like you turn on Unified SASE as a service or even SASE on day one. It takes you 18 to 24 months to go through that full journey. And as we've been adding our native security solutions, by the way, we launched this in April. We already have over 20 customers, right, using our security components of Unified SASE as a service. So if you think of that like as a startup in security, that's insane. That is like so fast. And the other reason is we've been managing third-party security like Checkpoint firewalls, like Palo Alto firewalls for our customers for years. And so it was a natural evolution for us to take and build that native technology and add it on top, integrate it directly into our platform. So, you know,
I love it.
And I think at the end of the day, right, it's not, is it possible to do? The proof is in the pudding. And if customers can get performance, security, agility, and simplicity, or if you order them correctly, PASS, as we call it, performance, agility, simplicity, and security, then you're proving yourself. And that's what our customers are looking for. And that's what we're able to deliver. I know I sound like a commercial, don't I? I get pretty passionate about this stuff.
So there's a lot of buzz in the marketplace around AI. Like everybody's talking about Gen AI, you know, and let's talk a little bit about the value proposition that Arioka offers for companies that are starting to integrate Gen AI into, you know, their architecture, right? When you look at the large language models,
yeah,
they're very data intense in some aspects. They have very specific latency requirements. And so let's talk about like what the value proposition is for Arioka and how we optimize those workloads as companies look to integrate Gen AI into their architecture.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And I'm an AI fanatic, right? Like if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll see I like to post my little marketing experiments that I do on AI that aren't ready for prime time yet, just as examples of how you can use AI. And my team's making massive use of AI in our go-to-market, you know, work that we do for Arioka. But I think you have to kind of look first at the adoption curve of AI, right? Gen AI started, right? I'm going to do ChatGPT. It's very chatty, as its name sounds, but it's just me using a public internet service. But then as it matures, enterprises are saying, you know what? I need to integrate that with my data. They call that RAG, Retrieval Augmented Gen AI. And you got to find a better name for that. I didn't name it, right? It's RAGI, I guess. And then they start integrating it with their process. And so it becomes more resource intensive, more network intensive, more data intensive. And if you think about AI and Gen AI application, it's just another form of traffic that's moving over the network. Now, it happens to have some characteristics like it's chatty, it's data intensive, it's session driven. All those lend to things that we've done for SaaS and for multi-cloud applications in the past. And that's why we launched what we call our Gen AI Perform to optimize the performance of Gen AI applications over your wide area network running on Unified SASE as a service infrastructure. And then you start saying, well, what about security, right? Well, there's really three problems. And again, these are not new problems. They're just new flavors of the problem in the Gen AI world. Access control, right? Threats, data and knowledge leakage. And knowledge leakage is kind of the AI version of data leakage, because now I feed all that data to my model. Boy, if someone who I don't want has access to it and they can say, tell me the business strategy of my business. Now I'm leaking knowledge. It's not even data. It's even worse. So look, you take those three aspects of Gen AI applications and security, access control, threat prevention and protection, and data and knowledge leakage. And that becomes a whole nother set of challenges that we're tackling here at AI at Arioka to enable AI over your wide area network, your business network, including your multi-cloud implementations, in things like GPU farms or GPU as a service or your own internal small or large language model.
Love it. I mean, that really seems like an unbelievable opportunity, and it's really creating a differentiation for Arioka in the marketplace in terms of how we're addressing, you know, AI and where we're going with the observability. So that's super exciting. So let's talk about some use cases. Can you, you know, kind of going back to the value proposition around you know, SASE, you know, an SD-WAN and the managed service. Like, let's talk about a specific use case. Is there anyone that really comes to mind that you like, you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example. We're about to release some research on the manufacturing industry. In fact, that research will be out by the time this podcast airs. And we'll include a link to it in the notes here on the podcast. And what that showed is that when you talk to manufacturers like the Lorentzen Group, who's one of our customers, right? And you ask them, what are your big challenges in networking and security? They say, well, it's really the two sides of it. It's like, how can we simplify our operation? So a big use case is simplifying my network and security operations. And how do I do that? I reduce the number of vendors. I augment my internal capabilities with managed services, and I converge to a single pass or a single architecture. So simplification is a big use case. Secondly, it is vendor consolidation, and that has some financial benefits as well as operational benefits. And of course, you got to do that with good security. So having that full suite from firewall to secure web gateway to CASB to remote browser isolation, however you need to configure that for your organization. And so, like I said, in that manufacturing survey, what we heard, simplification, threat prevention, and convergence. Those were really the three use cases driving that industry right now.
Yeah, we see, you know, most companies out there today, even beyond just the manufacturing vertical, are all looking to do the same thing, right?
And absolutely.
They're dealing in this super complex environment. They got multiple vendors helping on networking and security. In most cases, they also need to save money, right? Because they're all looking to kind of do more with less. Let's talk about like the simplifying the complex environment, especially around like infrastructure. They've got many companies dealing in a multiple cloud environment. You know, they've got this hybrid workforce. How can Arriaca really help, you know, sort of achieve the goals around simplifying this complex, you know, infrastructure environment? Like, what do you see in there, Ken?
Yeah, I see it really comes down to two things, right? One is our zero trust LAN, our private global backbone. So if you're deployed in, you know, this AWS zone and you need connectivity to another location, we can simplify that. If you have connectivity to China that you need to achieve across your wide area network and you need performance and security, we can simplify that application, that implementation. So from the first mile to the last mile and the middle mile, we can give you a single vendor solution that's fully or co-managed. And that really does drive global simplification. In addition, we handle not just the office workers, but the hybrid and remote workers. And the beautiful thing about our OnePass architecture is you don't have to define your policy twice. We can enforce the same policy for the remote user working from their home or a coffee shop as we do from the worker in the branch office or the factory location. And you're right, it's not just manufacturing. It's industries like transportation and logistics, some of the largest airlines in the world, like Cathay Pacific, some of the largest business service providing organizations, consulting firms, law firms, those type of technology providers also who have global networks that they need to run.
No, thanks for that answer. I love that. So kind of thinking about like looking ahead where we're going as a company, there's a lot of exciting things happening. I get asked this a lot, you know, from the channel community. Are there some things that you want to share in terms of where we're going next from a security, you know, SD-WAN landscape? What would you share there, Ken?
Yeah, I think one thing we haven't touched on is observability. You mentioned it, right? But now when you bring Unified SASE as a service, you've got a single architecture that's seeing the complete networking traffic across your wide area network, as well as all the security data. And we are working on applying AI ourselves so that we can take that observation and come to better and faster conclusions that can reduce the threat surface and also improve responsiveness for our customers so that we can feed high quality, high fidelity information to the security operations center or to the networking operations team if you're self-managing. And so that AI observability or that AI enhanced observability, you're going to see stuff pretty soon from us on that. And I think that's going to add a whole nother layer of value to what we can deliver.
No, that's great. So when I think about like where the world's going, things are changing quick, right? If I'm a CIO or I'm a, you know, CISO at an organization, like I want to make sure if I make a decision to, you know, change out my infrastructure, like they're going to meet my needs of today, but also tomorrow. Yep. You know, how confident are you in the fact that Ariaka can serve not only the needs of today, but also tomorrow of these organizations?
Yeah, I feel great about that. I mean, obviously, we've got work to do to keep up with the change. But here's some of the things I've seen, right? There's a little bit of a movement called repatriation now, right? Where people are actually taking some of their cloud compute and moving it internal to private cloud, right? So when you look at things like Kubernetes and the new virtualization technologies, it allows us to do more in the data center. That brings a workload in. And so this idea that everything is going to be in the cloud, I think is a little bit of a myth. This hybrid world is here to stay. And an architecture like our single pass architecture really plays into those hybrid organizations and hybrid infrastructures, regardless of how that pendulum between data center and cloud swings in the future. That's one thing. And then obviously AI is going to impact everything. And, you know, our ability to stay ahead of that threat and also leverage it. We think of AI in two ways, right? AI for unified SASE as a service and unified SASE as a service for AI, right? So we want to use AI to make our service better, which we're already doing, and also deliver unified SASE that makes your AI implementations performant and secure. So I think between supporting new hybrid infrastructures, including things like GPU farms and cracking open those AI protocols to understand what's happening under the lid in these applications to provide more observability and insight, that's where the world's going and that's where we're walking with it.
Perfect, perfect.
Or so, running, I should say.
Yeah.
No walking here.
Kind of thinking about if I'm one of these CIOs and I'm like ready to make this decision right now. Again, this market's super competitive. There's a lot of different people that are also claiming unified SASE, right? So talk to me about like why Ariaka. You know, here's your last chance to help really convince, you know, these decision makers out there. Like, why Ariaka? Frame it up for me. Why Ariaka?
You want the 30-second, the 3-minute, or the 30-minute?
Why Ariaka?
If you need performance, agility, security, and simplicity without trade-offs, you need to have a zero-trust WAN middle mile. You need a single-pass architecture. You need a full set of security, networking, and observability capabilities. And you need to be able to deploy that where and when you want. And you need to be able to have flexible and or co-managed or fully managed services. Ariaka is the only one who has those four things. Take one of those things away, and you simply are going to be making trade-offs between performance, agility, security, and simplicity.
There you go. Beautiful. I love it. Way to wrap.
That must have been 45 seconds. But.
Yes, I love it. Way to wrap it up. We're going to be sure to share a lot of the items with you here in terms of this Venn diagram, some other things too, the manufacturing study that we'll be publishing very, very soon. But thanks for tuning in to the Ariaka Dreamers and Doers podcast. Ken, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for sharing so much detail in terms of where we're going from a SASE, unified SASE as a service perspective, and also the vision around AI. I love it.
And find your favorite Ben.
Find your favorite Ben. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Craig.